Welcome to the Homeschool Unlocked podcast, the show that helps parents see homeschooling as a unique opportunity. So forget fear. You can inspire. You can guide your child. Homeschool Unlocked. It's not school, it's life.
Babe, why is it hard to trust what a baby chick is saying?
Because they don't know what they're talking about.
Because they have no...
Like human babies.
No, it's because talk is cheap, cheap, cheap.
Oh, I get it now. Talk is cheap, cheap, cheap. I get it.
All right. I have one more because that one, like, you know...
I missed it, but give it to me.
All right. So why did the sparrow go to the library?
Because he was cheap, cheap, cheap.
No. It's because he was actually looking for bookworms.
He was looking for bookworms. I like it.
All right. Welcome to Homeschool Unlocked. My name is Monica Aviles, and this is my husband.
Jesus Aviles. Sweetie, that was back-to-back two great knock-knock jokes, but I have to ask you, how you doing today, baby?
I'm doing great. Actually, I'm on day two of my nutritionally supported fast, which I love doing. I love how it helps me reset. I know that my body is digging into my stored fat.
I love it.
And gently releasing those toxins. So we're recording at the end of the day. And although as a mom, of course, I'm always some amount of tired. That's just mom life.
That's mom life.
I'm feeling great. Thank you for asking.
That's great, my love, because you know what? We've decided to help our child or help our children own their education. And so we got to be at the top of our game. And thank you for both keeping yourself and me at that peak.
That's right. I love you, babe. And I love helping you feel your best. Welcome to another episode in this series where we're going to be talking about grades and being able to kind of draw out why things look the way they do in the modern school system and why you don't have to replicate that at home.
Yeah. So, you know, we're going to take this wonderful opportunity to just provide some standard education. If you go back, we have several episodes where we kind of talk about just the critiques and the concerns tied to homeschooling and how we've addressed those type of issues and concerns. So, you know, you're going to hear some critiques of the public school system. Just know, before we've ever even had this conversation, we've had tons the other side.
So parents, as your child's teacher, as your child's primary teacher, you have the opportunity to handle this whole learning process in a different way. I'm going to share a little quote with you by Mortimer J. Adler, and he says, "Only when teachers realize that the principal cause of learning that occurs in a student is the activity of the student's own mind do they assume the role of cooperative artists." So instead of being the one who is doing most of the work as a homeschool teacher, you get to view yourself as a cooperative artist, realizing that it's your student who's actually the one in charge of educating themselves.
Oh, nice. Now, I'll add to that, you know, in doing research, right, because my thesis, right, that I tried to get published and that I actually have in my possession really tied into what kind of triggered homeschool, the whole homeschool history piece. In my research, what Monica just talked about, we call in the public school system academic engagement time, right? This is trying to facilitate as much time of the child being in the material. Now, this is what's beautiful about homeschooling. Right? What a school attempts to do in 6, 7, 8 hours worth of education, right? Because what it does is it secures only minutes of academic engagement time you can do at home in far less time. So when people say, hey, you're homeschooling, oh, you go to school basically from about 9 to about 12, 12:30, that's 2, 3, 4 solid hours of academic engagement time. Whereas if you jump into the public school system, because there are so many moving pieces and so many other things that are going on, in a 6, 7, 8 hour day, you're probably getting an hour, hour and a half of academic engagement time.
So you're looking at homeschooling and you're realizing that your student is the one that's going to educate themselves. You're going to cooperate with them in that process. You're going to help them. You're going to lead them. But when you talk to other parents who maybe don't homeschool, their concern with you being the teacher is not so much about you being able to guide or inspire them academically. What most parents will say when you talk about homeschooling is, well, what about their socialization? The question is not so much about academics, it's more about socialization, because in the modern school setting, so much of what's done with the time in that school setting has to actually do with socialization and not necessarily the academics. And yet we as homeschool parents can still get very stuck on trying to make the academic part of homeschooling look very similar to the school setting. And what we want to encourage you with is don't get stuck in that kind of thinking. Remember, this is not about school. This is about life. How are you inspiring your child and preparing them for life on your homeschool journey? And this is why grading can look different in your homeschool, because what you have at home, it's completely, the focus is different. The dynamics are different. The amount of attention you're able to give your student looks different. Just the quality of it is going to be different. And so we're actually, there's an author, his name is John Taylor Gatto. He wrote a couple of books and he was actually voted Teacher of the Year. I have to go back and look. It was in New York. I don't know if it was the state of New York or just New York City. But he goes in his book and he basically talks about, and he gives a critique about the modern school system. The modern school system is actually is very new on the scene. And when it was originally created, it was structured for those who couldn't have access to education that was reserved for those with more wealth. So the wealthy were educated at home. The wealthy did have mentors. The wealthy did have access to education that looked completely different. And so the modern school system is now what is predominant, but it was actually created to help those who didn't have access to education. And now when you are homeschooling, you're actually kind of going back and giving your child what was reserved for only the wealthy.
Research is pretty clear on that. You know, when you look at the public school system, it was geared to Americanize the lower classes, right? It was made to lift the bottom, whatever they thought the bottom was, up. And so you tend to take a particular structure of more like a business, more like industry type, you know, when you're trying to move mass numbers of people from one place to the other. I mean, Monica's going to go into it just a little bit. She's got some good research. We're going to share a lot of information. I pray that it open up your eyes a little bit and lead you to maybe ask some questions.
Yeah, if you are able to get your hands on a book called The Underground History of American Education, John Taylor Gatto actually explains, and he goes into a little bit about how Horace Mann was heavily influenced by the Prussian education model in the early 19th century. And that model was designed to produce obedient and manageable citizens, soldiers, and workers as well. And so Horace Mann, who's often called the father of the American school system, visited Prussia in the 1840s. He was impressed, and he began to advocate for a similar system to be brought and implemented in the United States. And it's now pretty much universal in the United States, to the point where it seems awkward not to do it. It seems like kind of underground or, you know, countercurrent.
So when you look at homeschool or modern homeschool history, right? Because when I say homeschool history, we're going way back. It was always a parent with the family leading a child. So when you look at the modern homeschool history, which takes place somewhere in the 60s, there were concerns that parents had, right? The concerns were there's a misuse of funds in the public system. That was a legit concern. This is what drove these movements in the 60s. There were concerns that kids were graduating and they weren't ready. Those were two major concerns. Other concerns were, you know, there is an environment or something that's stepping into the public school system that wasn't about education. This is like the whole drug and all that stuff was coming into the 60s.
And leaders weren't being created necessarily, right? Like people are graduating and not with leadership skills.
Yeah, so you had all that taking place. And so that led a couple different people to do research to kind of figure out, okay, is the modern public school system the best model? And if it is, at what particular age would be the best point to introduce children to this particular system, right? This system being very structured. this system being very taxing, right? At this age, do this. For this week, do that. Very structured, right? Not very conforming to an individual child. Again, we're moving masses, right? And so what they had found was, okay, the system, in the way it's structured, is very industrial-like. You know, like we just heard Monica mention it, but also they had a recommended age. When is the mind ready for such structure that we have in the public school system? I mean, right now we're talking about almost like mandatory VPK, ages mm-hmm. three and four, right? They, in the 60s, when they were doing this brain research, they said, you know, age 8 to 12 would be the best time. Could you imagine introducing a child to formal education somewhere around the third, fourth, fifth grade? Well, brain research at that particular point was saying, you know what? The brain is not, or a child doesn't have quite the maturity, nor the level, nor the brain capacity and structure to get that type of education, that type of formal structure that early. And because we have brought kids in at such a young age, it rattled off a couple different things that tends to happen. Number one, up frustration, up anxiety, up worry. Let's do another one. It promoted like nearsightedness at an earlier age. Like simple things like this, that kind of like, this is what the research and the results were kind of creating when introducing children too young to a formalized education structure.
As we share about homeschooling, we definitely want you to know about organizations like HSLDA, Homeschool Legal Defense Association, that helps homeschoolers get started in the state that they're in, because each state has different laws. And because we're talking about kids, whether you have your children in any, you know, modern school setting or whether you have them at home, we want your children to enjoy learning, right? We want your children to be in a safe place learning. We want you as parents to be active in whatever that looks like, right? To be actively participating in building a community. Our goal in this whole process, when we're talking about grades in the modern school system, is not to criticize it in the way that we're saying, don't ever consider it, don't ever do it. What we're trying to do is help you understand that when you homeschool, it doesn't have to look the same, especially when it comes to grading, for example, because the goals in your homeschool for education, the way that you measure education, it's just going to look fundamentally different, because in a modern school system, grades are attached to, for example, even being able to measure, like Jesus talked about last week, and that's also tied to funding. And so there's different things that you don't have to consider the same way because you're homeschooling. Now, in every setting, when there are kids, do we want to support the leaders that are, you know, genuinely care for your kids, right? There are so many great teachers out there, and we are thankful for them. We know personally numerous, many, many amazing teachers. And when you work in the school system, there is certainly, you know, procedures you have to follow and measurements you have to be aware of. All that has to happen. But are there good teachers, and do we want whatever setting for education that children are in to be full of care and, you know, excellence? Absolutely. Again, parents, the goal here is to help you understand that when you grade, because your goals are different, because the number of students you have to monitor is different, all these things, you don't have to grade the same. You can enjoy, you know, learning about different topics. You can use a workbook. You cannot use a workbook. You can have tests. You cannot have tests. You can spend, you know, you can tailor it, because you have the unique role of being the cooperative artist in this as your child educates themselves. That's where we're coming from.
So homeschool unlock, family. Let's do it. Let's grab a hold. Let's take control. Let's help our kids own their learning. We love you. God bless.
And thank you for sharing this episode. See you next Wednesday.
Thumbs up, baby.
Thank you for spending time with us today. Check out our link below and subscribe to our podcast. We hope that we helped you by unlocking a new way of seeing homeschooling. Who else needs to hear this? Only you know. So take action and share it. Because remember, homeschool unlocked. It's not school, it's life.